Good morning, Vinesh.
Hey, good morning, Vic Lafim.
Hey, Vinesh.
Good.
Vinesh, these guys, both of them have got like burning questions for you. I just want to know, before we get to their questions, what's in the podcast that we can look forward to?
Well, we are looking to all the action that happened on the coastline this week. Summer is here in full bloom, and we are loving it. We are talking about all the hotspots, and we are talking about the chicken of the sea, which is on fire at the moment. So, yeah, that's all in this week's podcast. Okay.
Tuna is chicken of the sea, right?
The chicken of the Dorado. Sorry, the Dorado. known as the chicken of the sea.
Guys, Dorado fillets, guy.
Let me tell you. Oh,
it's
nice.
Oh my word, it's the best.
Yeah. No, it's great.
We didn't get the invite for the Fish Bride dance.
Didn't you?
Yeah, we didn't get it.
I'm sure I put you guys on the list. Didn't I know?
Vinesh, can I ask you, so this week I've been going to the beach and there are blue bottles all over from one end to the other. They're there, they look like they're still alive. I put my shoes on and I was walking and people were looking at me like something was wrong with me. But actually, I was saving myself. So what do we do? Are they dangerous? Do we go near them? I saw people killing them with their shoes. Is that allowed? What do we do when we see blue bottles? Can you stand on them? Like, what's your best advice?
Well, okay. So, yes, I totally agree with you. There were a lot. Last night I was fishing and there were more blue bottles than seashells on the sea. Mm. I mean, on the coast. So they come in with a northeasterly wind. So we are going to get them, right? I mean, around this time of day, we're getting a few northeasterly winds. So because they're filled with air sacs, they're going to wash onto the beach. Generally, they die off. So they're not as harmful, but they are alive, you know, just as the water's running up onto the shore. And no, you shouldn't kill them. You shouldn't kill any creature off the sea.
Yeah, I agree.
But stay away from them. Don't walk barefoot on them. You will get stung, and the pain will last for quite a while.
Okay.
I mean, up to 1.5 to 2 hours, you're not going to die, but it is going to hurt.
So don't just walk with your bare feet on the blue bottles on
the
beach.
Be like Carmen, wear shoes on the beach.
Yeah. Well, okay. the thing is, you don't know which ones are alive or which ones are dead.
Yes.
You know, and the alive ones will sting, and it's painful. It's really painful.
Mm. Yeah. And then obviously someone has to wee on.
Someone has to wee on you, right?
No, I wee on myself.
Yeah. Look, there is a housewife's tale. Do not wee on it. It sometimes makes it worse.
Oh snap!
Yeah. Stick to the South African remedy. You know, Vicks works for everything.
Oh, I have Vicks. That's fine.
Oh my word, I have years of embarrassing stories. It was literally two decades before I realized I could pee on myself.
No, don't. Look, there was a lady I was fishing with last night, and she told me she used the kid's diaper with the wee on it, and it did help, but it's not really making a difference. And you'd rather you get that aloe leaf.
Yes.
Break that and use that. If that's your quickest remedy, and then get to the nearest garage and get ice.
Yeah. Okay, so just quickly, Vinesh, before you go, there's this article on our website, ecr.co.za. I don't want to call it a fish, so I'm going to say, what is the thing that you got found in Durban beaches this week?
So it was a rare catch. In fact, we had two rare catches, but the one you're talking about on the site is a bullmouth guitar fish. It is rare. It is pretty much where a skate meets a shark meets a dinosaur.
It's
not caught often at all. It's an endangered species. So the good thing is the guys from Oshaka picked them up. It's in quarantine at the moment, and we'll be able to view it around Christmas time. So,
and it's alive.
Oh, yeah. It's very much alive. It was well handled. The angler did a good job in keeping it alive for a while.
That's fantastic. So what's the plan? Are you going to try and breed it, or are you just like, you know, here it is?
No. It's just going to be one of our pets at the aquarium that, you know, the public can go and say, ooh, that's what a dinosaur fish looks like. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. See an endangered fish. That's amazing.
Looking for something to do in December. I'll put that onto my list. Thank you, Vinesh.
Absolutely. Cheers, guys. You have a great weekend.
There you go. Vinesh Sugrima has two episodes for you, two podcasts of Angling News South Africa. Find it wherever you enjoy good podcasts. East Coast Breakfast.